This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
Making your brain better, that's what the DJV show is all about. I'm Doug Steffen, the D in the J and the V. Jennifer is amongst the missing today, but returns sooner than you can say Jack Robinson. Say Jennifer Horne should be here. Victoria Keelan, don't have to worry about her. She's here on duty, and so is Kara Schillen at our control situation in Washington. Time for us to have yet another blended moment here. I suppose this is all about putting the news together and the thoughts that we have together. Your brain will be better off for having listened to us as Victoria gets started here.
Well, what's trending is Cuba, and after originally advising American citizens to avoid Cuba, the State Department now says it is okay to visit Cuba. However, they say travelers should still be careful. They have lowered the travel advisory level from 3, which is quote-unquote reconsider travel, to 2, which is exercise increased caution. None of that seems to make any sense to me, but whatever.
No, it doesn't. It doesn't make any sense at all.
Last September, the State Department suggested Americans not visit Cuba after those crazy, what they were calling them, sonic attacks on U.S. diplomats.
Yeah.
So U.S. officials allege that several diplomatic staff in Havana fell ill between November of 2016 and August of 2017, that they were targeted by the Cuban government. Scientists are still trying to figure out the feasibility of those types of attacks. That followed the Obama administration concerning efforts to establish diplomatic relationships with Cuba, opening up the American embassy there on the island in 2015. Then when Trump took office, he cut off leisure travel to Cuba and put restrictions on American business again. So we're kind of back to where we were.
Because they're commies. Right?
I thought it was actually because of this and human rights violations, I think, is what was cited.
Oh, that's right. I remember that, yeah.
But now the travel advisory suggests that travelers avoid Hotel Nacional and Hotel Capri. Those are two prominent Havana hotels where the alleged sonic attacks occurred.
And Legionnaire's
disease. Anywhere
else. Legionnaire's disease also.
Have you been to Cuba?
I have not been to Cuba.
I would love to go to Cuba.
I would, too. As a matter of fact, I set something in motion a couple of years ago when Obama said, when Bush said we can't do business with them because they're communists, I laugh. It's laughable when you consider the Chinese country, the national story there is that they are the last really big communist, you can say the Russians, but the Russians aren't.
Right.
Neither are the
like
Chinese.
They're still censoring their citizens' mail.
Commie capitalists. But yeah, exactly. So it's a joke. It's
so
ridiculous.
Little Cuba is, you know,
the fact that we haven't done business with Cuba for all these years is punishment for really Castro being there and what he did and throwing Batista out, who was the dictator that was running Cuba. He was our friend, but it was a mafioso. There were more mafia down in Cuba than there were in Chicago. But it was silly. It was foolishness not to be doing business with them. So it seemed to make a good. It was for me one of the. I wasn't a big fan of Obama's, but it was one of the better things that he did. And so to not be doing business there seems folly to me. Figure out what the problem is and deal with it, and let's move on.
Well, you know, it was a great boon for the travel industry in America when he announced that people could go there because all the cruise ships started lining up and setting sail.
Airlines
so
started flying from Americans.
JetBlue had a direct flight from JFK to Cuba to Havana. Now I don't know what happened to all of that. I guess it just all went away, but maybe it'll come back now.
Yeah. Okay, the continuing focus on the passing of John McCain, just so you know the reality of what's going on for the rest of the week, he's lying in state in the capital of Arizona. Wednesday, which is his 82nd birthday, we'll see him there being touted, and there'll be long lines of people who want to just pay tribute to him. There will be a service for McCain in Arizona as well. There will be memorial services also at the National Cathedral and in Annapolis, where he's going to be laid to rest. You asked that I wanted to clarify, because you were talking about the president, the vice presidential palace, in a manner. That's how it used to be referred to, the vice presidential palace, because a lot of people thought living there was better than living in the White House, because there was plenty of pomp and circumstance without all the chaos of just being in the White House, where you live on one floor and the rest of the thing is devoted to a business, the business of running our country. Anyway, so he's going to be married. The Navy Cemetery is in Annapolis, and there are a lot of dignitaries who want to be seen and heard. I would guess that the two most prominent will be former Presidents Obama and Bush, and who knows, maybe they'll have another giggle moment like they did at what was the, where were they, that the two of them were joke? As I understand it, Bush told Obama a joke, and Obama thought it was hilarious. Nobody knows what the joke was, because neither of them would tell what the joke was. But what was the circumstance? Do you remember where were they? It was earlier this year, and it was the opening of some library or something, was it? I don't remember.
Clinton there? What did Clinton do?
Clinton was there, too, but he wasn't part of this joke scene.
Yeah, it was during I think it was during his speech, but I can't remember what he was giving a speech for.
Maybe.
Yeah, I don't remember either.
Yeah. All right, anyway, so that's the update as far as McCain is concerned. Tributes and focus. It was almost like he never got to be president. He wanted to be, but it's almost like he was in terms of what it is that people are saying about him and the regard that they hold him in and his life and times and that kind of stuff. So, good for him. I didn't realize he had 7 children. As I was reading yesterday...
7? I didn't know that.
7 children. Yeah, 2 from his first marriage, or 3. Excuse me, I think I'm not sure. No, actually, 4.
Okay.
He had 4 from the first marriage. And he remained friends with his first wife. He admitted to being a lousy husband. But he spent 5 years in Vietnam. That's not a great way to keep a marriage going, that's for sure. Speaking of Vietnam, remember last week the announcement of the $289 million verdict against Monsanto? So now, apparently taking a lead from that action in Vietnam, capital of Vietnam is Hanoi, and they are looking for justice now for victims of exposure to Agent Orange. Remember that? The notorious chemical that was used during the Vietnam War to kill all of the foliage, to kill all of anything that was alive. Spray Agent Orange on it, kills the trees, and then you can find the bad guys and shoot them. So the Vietnamese government, looking at this verdict as a legal precedent, refuting previous claims that herbicides made by Monsanto provided to the U.S. Army are harmless. That's bull. I almost said it. They're harmless? They kill all the damn trees. What do you mean they're harmless? Are you crazy?
Right.
So Vietnam suffering consequences from the war with regard to the effects of chemicals like Agent Orange. Now they're going to sue. And I think this is good. I would like to, you don't hear me say this very often, but I would like Monsanto to be put out of business. I just don't think that there's, tell me something. My friend Tommy Hansen, who runs I'm the dairy and the cow and the animal guy, and he's the produce guy. And so yesterday we were talking about Monsanto and Agent Orange. He's been using, not Agent Orange, it's Roundup, which is a derivative of Agent Orange, actually. He's been using it for years to kill weeds and stuff on the farm. And I said, have you stopped using it? And he said, well, I'm thinking about it. The reason we asked that question is because a friend of ours who lived in the neighborhood died of cancer. He was an Air Force pilot, and he delivered Agent Orange strikes in Vietnam. So I'm thinking, we were putting two and two together, sort of. We were talking about the death of this guy, who is quite a military, not a hero, but he was a very well-known pilot. And his first missions were to fly over Vietnam and to spray Agent Orange all over everything.
Jeez.
So they've used, in between 61 and 71, they used 12 million gallons of this crap. 12 million gallons. And the exposure there, dioxin is a byproduct in Agent Orange, which also is used to kill certain types of weeds in this country. It's also a part of Roundup. Millions of Vietnamese suffering health conditions, deformities, death, gene mutations. So it doesn't, you know, once
yeah,
again.
Yeah, how can it be harmless if it's and, harmless. And, you know, there are pictures of these people who yeah. have been born with these
horrible.
Types of deformities. And
horrible.
It is. It's awful. And then they can pass. Unlike other. This is a gene mutation. This
yeah.
isn't just like one person suffers the effects. This gets passed down when they have
See,
children.
The problem that I have with this, though, is they were hired by the government to make this stuff. So, I mean, to make them the bad guys here seems somewhat questionable because the government
right.
didn't have
oh,
to
the
use
U.S.
this
the U.S. government
stuff.
Is obviously culpable for this, too.
Right.
But
yeah.
I guess Vietnam, doesn't. They're in a good place with us. They don't want to sue the government.
Yeah. Well, that's the company you're dealing with Monsanto. What do you think they're all about?
It's a heck
Food
of a
for
legacy.
Thought, for sure. Yeah. 18 after the hour.
Want an easy way to see if you can save money on car insurance? GEICO gives you three. Call 1-800-947-AUTO. Go online to geico.com or stop by the GEICO office nearest you. Three ways you could save 15% or more.
Here on today's Automotive News Headlines, I'm Nick Miles. I spent the best part of a week test driving Chevrolet's new Silverado in Jackson Hole, Wyoming. The team has set their sights on more, adding more features and capability. With the biggest bed in class, thanks to some creative construction, the Silverado has some outstanding features like segment-only electronic up and down tailgate that is controlled from the key fob. It also has an electronic step that rotates to the rear so you can step into the bed. For more, go to OurAutoExpert.com.
It's not often that a vehicle can truly awaken your senses, but the 2018 Alfa Romeo Giulia does just that. Crafted to provide a truly unique driving experience. Learn more about Motor Trend's 2018 Car of the Year at AlfaRomeoUSA.com.
Hey there, I'm a glue stick, so I have one job. I glue kids' stuff. So sorry for being jealous of GEICO, who does a ton more. Like give you 24/7 access to thousands of licensed agents. And GEICO has been around for over 75 years and has a 97% customer satisfaction rating. While I've just got mediocre adhesive skills, GEICO also has an award-winning mobile app. Uh-oh, arts and crafts time. No eating the glue stick. Miss Lydia!
GEICO. Expect great savings and a whole lot more.
We work hard at being healthier. And what we really need is better quality sleep. The new Sleep Number 360 Smart Bed intelligently senses your movements and automatically adjusts your comfort and support on both sides. This is not a bed. It's proven quality sleep. It's the biggest sale of the year where all beds are on sale. Save 50% on the new Sleep Number 360 Limited Edition Smart Bed, plus special financing only for a limited time. To find your local Sleep Number store, go to sleepnumber.com. Special financing subject to credit approval. Minimum monthly payments required. See store for details.
Haynes manuals are now available in online format for all electronic devices. With Haynes Manual Online, you get all the trusted content of the Haynes printed manual. Added features include the ability to enlarge every color photo, a keyword search function, and a detailed troubleshooting section. There are over 180 car, truck, and motorcycle online manuals to choose from, with more being added every day. Go to Haynes.com and enter your make, model, and year to find the Haynes online manual for your vehicle. You can do it for yourself. Let Haynes Manuals Online show you how.
Message and data rates may apply.
What if there were a top-ranked business degree that gave you access to world-renowned faculty leaders and mentors, but on your schedule? The W.P. Carey School of Business at Arizona State University is now accepting high-quality applicants for its online MBA Information Management and Business Analytics Master's programs. Learn more about the W.P. Carey business degrees online. For more information, text RANK to 79645. That's R-A-N-K to 79645.
I'm Dave. David Hall, founder of Diamond Gusset, where we're proud of our 100% grown and sewn American-made jeans. Whether you're out for dinner, working on the farm, or on the road, Diamond Gusset Jeans offers a full spectrum of styles and sizes for any occasion. To find yours, visit gusset.com. That's G-U-S-S-E-T.com. Our loyal customers enable us to continue sponsoring Liberty Media outlets like the one you're listening to. In Liberty, David Hall, Diamond Gusset Jean Company.
If you owe money to the IRS, you need to hear this. The IRS is cracking down on those who owe back taxes. It starts with a devastating letter, and if you don't act immediately, you could find yourself having your wages garnished or have a lien placed on your property. But there's a solution. Tax 10,000 can help. Avoid enforced compliance, where these holds on your income and seizure of your home could become a nightmare that just won't end. Call 800-239-9957 now and speak to one of our experts. 800-239-9957 is the number to link you directly to a tax resolution specialist who will negotiate with the IRS on your behalf. Working through the IRS Fresh Start program, all the forms will be handled for you. All you have to do is make the toll-free call. 800-239-9957. Find out if you qualify and possibly save yourself thousands of dollars, not to mention a lot of headaches. It could be the best call you've made today. That number again, 800-239-9957. The service does not provide tax settlement or legal services. We will refer you to a company that does provide such services. Often the IRS will not agree to any reduction in the amount owed. Not all taxpayers who owe more than $10,000 will qualify for a tax reduction program.
Hi, I'm Rick Osick, president of Famous Footwear. Every new parent dreams of bringing their baby home for the first time. But some babies are born too sick or too soon to come home right away. That's why Famous Footwear supports the life-saving research and programs of the March of Dimes, the leading nonprofit organization for pregnancy and baby health. Help us give every baby a fighting chance so that more babies can come home healthy. Learn how at marchofdimes.org.
Postponing his upcoming concerts after he suffered what doctors diagnosed as a mild stroke. Remember, he used to be the guitarist for the Allman Brothers Band. Quote, yesterday after describing to his doctors certain post-stroke repercussions, he was strongly advised to give himself more time to recuperate. That's on the website, the Dickie Betts Band's website. Doctors have assured Betts that after 3 to 5 weeks that he'll be 100% recovered and can resume his touring schedule. The Dickie Betts Band canceled the remainder of their summer tour. Let's see, a date in Syracuse at the Great New York State Fair. Also, they were going to be in Wallingford, Connecticut, in Hampton Beach, New Hampshire at the end of the month. He's down in Atlanta. Is he in Atlanta or Augusta? I guess he's in Augusta. They've got a gig in Augusta. That was it.
Coming up, yeah. I guess it's tentative at this point until they really know
where
how he's
live?
Doing.
Where does he live? Where does he live?
They were all originally from Georgia, so I just thought that he stayed down there, but I could be wrong.
And that's why
My brother just saw him 3 weeks ago with his Dickie Betts Band. His son, my brother's a fan of his son, who's a really good guitar player and singer. And the commentary was, Dickie is still an amazing guitar player, but Dickie needs to stop singing. That was the review my brother gave.
Really?
Well, he had so many years of drugs and alcohol, and when you get kicked out of the Allman Brothers Band, because you're using too many drugs. That's a time to take a long look in the mirror.
They hadn't talked for 17 years. He and Greg Allman and the whole business in an interview last year. He said that he did speak to Allman. Following the touring hiatus, he returned to the road this summer. He said, quote, I've had a great life and I don't have any complaints. I don't know what I would have done to make a difference. Maybe not use as much drugs there, Dickie. Could have been the fix to a better
life. Put down the bottle,
life.
Dickie.
Yeah. All right. Speaking of drugs, Willie Nelson He's not druggy. I don't think he was drugged, just the marijuana forever. He has released an in-studio video for I'll Be Around, latest song from My Way, his album of Frank Sinatra standards coming out next month. Your Latest Love Can Never Last.
And when it's passed,
I'll be around.
I will be around.
When he's gone.
When he's gone.
How about that? You don't mistake the music and the phrasing of Willie Nelson, for sure. The album is co-produced by Matt Rawlings and his longtime collaborator Buddy Cannon. First solo album from him since Last Man Standing, which was released earlier this year. Willie Nelson is 85.
Right. I know he's had some health problems, but that's pretty remarkable.
He's 85 and he's released two albums this year.
Yeah.
That's crazy.
He said of Sinatra, he's my favorite singer. I love the way he phrased that. He's kind of the song he said, he sang the way I wanted to sing. I'll Be Around is the second song Nelson has released from the Sinatra collection, which will feature horn and string arrangements as he sings Fly Me to the Moon, Blue Moon, and My Way. The album also features a duet with Norah Jones on the Cole Porter standard, What Is This Thing Called Love? So My Way, Willie Nelson's My Way, will be in the stores on the 14th of next month. Something to look forward to. Most of his stuff is wonderful, I think. 28 past the hour on the DJB Show.
Perhaps you will see.
Grandmothers in the future may very well say, a smartphone means a lazy brain. I'm Dr. Borenstein, and this is Dr. B on Call. Scientists are closely studying the impact smartphones have on your daily life. Sadly, they are finding that these devices are slowly taking over our ability to think for ourselves. There are two types of thinking, intuitive and analytic. Analytical thinkers work harder at problems, using brain power to seek logical solutions. Intuitive thinkers rely more on outside help, like smartphones, to find information they may otherwise have figured out on their own. Our brains naturally tend towards mental shortcuts, so having your Android or iPhone handy can be a bit too enticing. This is a bad thing. When you replace thinking with a prosthetic brain, over-relying on simplified problem-solving, well, as grandmother might have said, you use it or lose it.
Listen to what Chris said about Andro 400.
I've lost almost 40 pounds in 10 weeks. My son was getting married, and when I went for the suit fitting, I was a size 48. And when I went back to do the final fitting, I was a 44. I have more energy, that's for sure. I probably lost 4 inches around my belly. I'm 57, and I'm back when I was in my 30s.
Here's what Dwayne said about Andro 400.
This product really works. I'm an old guy, and I don't trust nobody. And I've tried all kinds of stuff. It's one of the few things I've ever bought that works. I couldn't believe it. I feel better. I have more energy. I walk 12 miles a day. I feel great. It changed my life. It really has. It's really incredible.
Guys, if you'd like to lose belly fat, gain energy, and feel great, try Andro 400, the safe, natural, and affordable way to boost your testosterone. Go to andro400.com or call 888-400-0435. 888-400-0435. Andro 400.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
USA Radio News.
For USA Radio News, I'm Robin Walensky. The American flag at the White House back to flying at half-staff in honor of Senator John McCain, whose funeral is Sunday. The flag was lowered after McCain died Saturday, then raised, but now it's been lowered again. The Arizona Republican had a contentious relationship with President Trump. Leaders from both parties pushed to have all American flags at all government buildings at half-staff until McCain is buried Sunday at the Naval Academy Cemetery in Annapolis, Maryland. In other news, the president cuts a deal with Mexico and it sends stocks soaring.
They used to call it NAFTA. We're going to call it the United States-Mexico Trade Agreement. And we'll get rid of the name NAFTA. It has a bad connotation because the United States was hurt very badly by NAFTA.
As for the market, the Dow up 259, the NASDAQ up 71, and the S&P 500 up 22 points. You're listening to USA Radio News.
With a recession ending,
if you've been putting off building your business, now is the time to act. General Steel will meet or beat any price on a pre-engineered steel building of the same size and specifications. Act now, before steel prices go up. So call us today for free information.
Call 800-965-1290. 800-965-1290. 800-965-1290.
In 50 feet, turn left. Why are you driving so slowly?
After a few drinks, I'm taking it slow.
Well, you're not fooling the cop behind you.
What?
Get ready to pay in 0.1 miles.
Getting pulled over for buzz driving could cost you around $10,000 in fines, legal fees, and increased insurance rates. Nothing kills a buzz like getting pulled over for buzz driving, because buzz driving is drunk driving. Brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration and the Ad Council.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free Reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Policies issued by American General Life Insurance Company, Houston, Texas. Not available in all states. For details, visit AIGDirect.com.
If you're young and healthy, you don't need life insurance, right? Yeah, that's what I used to think, too, until my brother died at 38. Joe left his wife with two kids, a mortgage, and a stack of bills she couldn't pay. Mary had to sell the house and move everybody into this tiny two-bedroom apartment just to make ends meet. I never want to do that to my wife, so I got life insurance. I called AIG Direct and was really surprised how affordable it is. Just $14 a month for $250,000 of term life coverage. Listen, if you have a family, you should seriously think about getting life insurance. You'll feel a lot better having it. Trust me.
Call AIG Direct for a free, no-obligation quote. The call takes less than 5 minutes, and you could save up to 70%. Call now. 1-800-910-7981. That's 1-800-910-7981. 1-800-910-7981.
The hour now, as the drive continues on the DJV show. Victoria Keelan here, Kara Schillen, Jen back on the morrow. We have food news, consumer news, news, travel news, lifestyle news. Looking over some of the things that are in front of us. People news. I'm always asked, somebody found out that I was a broadcaster. I was talking to over the weekend because they thought that I was a farmer. And I am both of those things.
You
proud of my heritage.
Thing.
And both of them, exactly, yeah. Isn't it funny? That's the way you said it sort of begs the question, Victoria, how people pigeonhole. They want to be able to describe people and events, too. Put everybody in a box. Okay, this person belongs over here. Person belongs over there. This thought over here. That thought over there. But we don't live like that. We live blended lives. We have money issues. We have sex issues. We have relationship issues. We have all kinds of things that enter into our daily lives. And sometimes we ignore all of those things because we can get ourselves all whooped up about something over which we have no control, i.e. things like this, as we focus on people in the news. Carlo Maria Vigagno. Do you know who Carlo Maria Vigagno? Vigagno, I'm believing.
Vigano.
Vigano, that's how you pronounce it?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Former Archbishop and Vatican ambassador to the U.S. calling for the Pope's resignation, claiming the Pope knew all about the sexual abuse allegations within the church and has done nothing. Apparently, how do you pronounce it? Vigano?
Vigano. Yeah, Archbishop Vigano.
Told the Pope in 2013 about Cardinal Theodore McCarrick. McCarrick has been removed from public ministry. Investigation finds credible allegations that he had sexually abused teenagers 47 years ago when he was a priest in New York.
I'm sure it was more than one.
Of course. The Pope has denounced abuse in the church, posted a prayer of healing for survivors. I'm thinking the Pope's losing his steam here. He met with 8 survivors of clerical sex abuse over the weekend while he visited Dublin, referring to those who cover up sex abuse as excrement. Caca is the word he used. Caca. So does that mean he's caca? According to former Archbishop Vigano, he's caca.
Well, yeah, this is a he said, he said.
Right. Yeah. So what do we believe here? What's the call on these allegations and on... we all want to think the best of the Pope because he's been an extraordinarily good leader. Mm-hmm. But there are a lot of fingers that are pointing at him at the moment. And I guess it started for me. The crack in the armor came when he officiated at the burial of Bernard Cardinal Law, who was the king of cover-up in the Catholic Church, having done all kinds of excremental things when he was Archbishop here in the Cardinal in Boston, covering up for his pals, his friends, all the clergy people who were the subject of the movie Spotlight and of the Globe Spotlight teams uncovering what was going on in the Catholic Church.
Now, I've never seen that movie Spotlight, but do they name Bernard Law specifically?
He's
part of that. Yeah.
Yeah.
That was shocking. That
he left when the article came out in the... He got word, Cardinal Law got word, this is how powerful some of these people are. Cardinal Law got word that the Globe Spotlight team was going to, on a Friday, publish the findings, which put him right in the center, not of the controversy, but of the guilt. So Thursday night, he gets on a plane from Boston to Rome with 4 suitcases loaded with all of his belongings and never set foot in America again. He was in the Vatican where they couldn't touch him, but that was because he knew the day before. He knew if he'd have stayed around another 24 hours after that Globe Spotlight thing came out on Friday morning, he'd have been arrested.
Right. I just can't believe that the Vatican would shelter him.
Of course they would. They cover up. They take care of their own police.
I guess I feel like now, today, present day, I don't know what year that was that happened, but it should be different.
80.
Oh, this is in the
87, 89, somewhere.
I thought this was okay. I didn't realize that.
No, this is 20 years ago.
Because Bernard Law just died in, what, January?
He was 87, and he left Boston when he was 65, 66.
Oh, jeez.
Like, if I remember correctly, anyway.
Well, you know, you and I agreed on this at the time when we were talking about Pope Francis. He didn't do the whole funeral mass, but,
he
did a prayer or something at the beginning. There's a traditional prayer that he did, and the Vatican issued a statement. It said this was a funeral. This was about closure and remembrance, and not about.
And we all kind of accepted.
It's interesting that he's in Ireland because it infuriated the Irish people. And Lewis and I actually went to Ireland for New Year's Eve this year, right when this was all happening, and. Mm-hmm. 2 of my uncles were victims of sex abuse from the clergy, and it's a hot button issue in our family. And they were just living.
As well, it should be.
Yeah,
as
and
well,
they were livid
kind of stuff
that Pope Francis would even attach his name to this guy. Yeah. So he was not popular. So I guess he's trying to make amends specifically with the Irish Catholics. So it's
speaking
a terrible situation.
Of making amends. Here's the story. Another. Couple of people in the news here. Teresa Wilson and MacArthur Bryant have a 10-year-old son named Tamarian. And they have taught this youngster, this son, to call their elders ma'am and sir. But because he is polite, he got into trouble with a teacher at a school. He's a fifth grader. This youngster, Tamarian, just going back to school, moving to a different classroom in the school is in Tarboro, North Carolina. His teacher punished him for calling her ma'am.
Oh.
He returned to school with a punishment he had to have signed by his parents. He explained that he had continued to call his teacher ma'am despite a request not to do that, and was told to write the word ma'am on a piece of paper four times per line on both sides as a penalty. What, are we living in the dark ages down there?
What's wrong with saying ma'am?
Nothing. That's the point, isn't it?
I don't understand the contra. Did she feel like it made her sound old or something? Like, what was she upset about?
Well, this kid apparently had a seizure, had been suffering from memory loss, that kind of stuff. He said he was doing, or his mother said he was doing the best he could. So he didn't remember that she told him not to refer to him ma'am as ma'am. And it was drilled into him by his parents to be polite. So what the hell? This is the best they've got? It wasn't so appropriate.
You're not only attacking a child for no reason and punishing. I'm sorry, but she's just a jackass.
Yeah. Now there's a picture online of him writing ma'am four times across on the...
Ugh.
Yeah. So, anyway, it's just amazing. Now they moved her out of that class and into another classroom. So, if this is happening there, does it happen elsewhere? By the way, he did the punishment, sent it back to the teacher with a parent's signature, and he was also asked to write a definition of the word ma'am. Good for you.
Just with all the crap that teachers get in other places, I can't imagine there are so many teachers out there who would love to have that kind of respect from their students and be called ma'am.
Exactly.
So for someone to make such a big deal out of that is just
crazy.
It makes no sense.
All right, other people in the news, Ben Affleck and Jennifer Garner have apparently settled their divorce. They have been apart from each other for 3 years, you'll remember. So now things are officially over. We were speculating last week that they still are close because she interceded to get him to the dryout. For, what, the third time? How many times has he been?
I think it's the third, yeah.
Third time, yeah. Rehab, alcohol abuse. Garner was there with a sober coach.
That's the woman. Remember last week you asked me? Yeah, and I said, it's probably an assistant or a publicist. It was the sober coach.
Yeah. So they settle their finances and the property and all that other stuff and joint custody of their children. So apparently that's the end of that. It seemed like Jennifer Garner was his best friend. And isn't that what you would hope for any love relationship for the people that you're in love with or with to be your best friend? She still shows signs of being his best friend.
Well, they're linked by their children forever,
But I think there's another better, stronger link as well. Meghan Markle's wedding dress, I was going to do dress and gown and the gown together, the dress. So it's going to be displayed to the public at Windsor Castle later this year. What do you ladies think about it? You've all chatted. I'm not an expert when it comes to this kind of stuff, so I have no credibility looking at this dress and thinking, oh, this is fabulous. Is it really?
I loved it. I thought it was a gorgeous dress. I thought the whole wedding was just beautiful. But this is a big, look, everybody loves Meghan Markle. This is a big tourist attraction. If you're going to go to Windsor Castle and they have a special, now I don't know if this is a special exhibit of royal weddings or whatever, but I think this would be a very attractive exhibit for people, for tourists to want to stop into and see.
So Stella McCartney, Paul's daughter, made the dress, right?
She made the second dress. Oh, the dress that Meghan changed into to go to the dinner, that's the dress that Stella made. And then I think she made a limited number of copies of that, so you could buy the same dress if you want to drop $4,600. on a dress.
$4,600 for the dress.
What a bargain.
Is that? Yeah. Such a bargain. 46 after the hour on the DJV show.
The Samsung Galaxy Note 9 has arrived at Sprint. For a limited time, get the super powerful new Samsung Galaxy Note 9 at 50% off with a Sprint Flex lease. It's the fastest Note ever, and you can get it on a network built for unlimited. The Samsung Galaxy Note 9 is also perfect for gaming. Take your Fortnite skills to a new level with the largest battery ever seen in a Note. Along with a 6.4-inch edge-to-edge infinity screen and stereo speakers, Galaxy Note 9 also features a smarter camera and a mightier S Pen with remote control. Make the switch to Sprint right now and get the Samsung Galaxy Note 9 at 50% off with a Sprint Flex lease. Plus, get annual upgrades with Galaxy Forever. Visit a Sprint store, Sprint.com/Samsung, or call 1-800-SPRINT-1. Note 9, $2,083 per month after $2,084 per month. Credit applied within two bills. Requires new line and 18-month lease. Early termination results remaining balance due. Upgrade after 12 lease payments. Offer coverage not available everywhere. Excludes taxes. Requires qualifying plan. Subject to credit. $30 activation fee and restrictions apply.
Cancer is the number one cause of death by disease for children in the U.S. today. Since the Austin Hatcher Foundation's birth in 2006, it has grown to provide unique programs to help the children and the families affected by pediatric cancer. Support begins at the time of diagnosis and continues throughout survivorship at no cost to families. Lives touched by the foundation continue to rise each day. But we need your help. Donate, volunteer, or partner with the Austin Hatcher Foundation. Learn how you can get involved. Visit hatcherfoundation.org for more information.
With your Mayo Clinic Radio Health Minute, I'm Joel Streed. With a new school year just around the corner, it's a great time to reinforce good hygiene practices and reintroduce family routines that will help children be healthier all year long. We're talking about things like hand washing with soap and water.
Parents should demonstrate great hand washing habits. They should say things like, I'm going to go wash my hands with soap and water before I get things out of the refrigerator for the meal. Make it clear to the child that hand washing is something that goes on through the day.
Pediatrician Dr. Robert Jacobson says family meals are a great way to combat overeating and issues with body image.
One very aggressive, proactive approach parents can take is having a family meal, once a day at least, where everyone in the family sits down and eats the meal together.
And it doesn't have to be anything fancy, just something made at home that the family can enjoy around the table as something that represents good nutrition. For more information, talk with your healthcare provider or visit mayoclinic.org.
If the measure of a car was how many people it turned into people who love cars, the Subaru Outback would be worth its weight in gold, thanks largely to its symmetrical all-wheel drive. Unlike other systems that wait for a wheel to slip, it powers all four wheels all the time, all while with better fuel economy than midsize SUVs. And the fact that the Outback is made in a zero landfill plant doesn't hurt either. It's a car that is truly built to be loved. Love! It's what makes a Subaru a Subaru.
Right this moment, there are millions of dogs in shelters, many of whom will never be adopted. There are also thousands of veterans in need of a service or comfort animal, many of whom will never get one. America loses 20 veterans a day to suicide, but it doesn't have to be this way. The Wounded Paw Project adopts and trains shelter dogs to help our nation's heroes. They save a paw to save a life. You can help by going to woundedpawproject.org to learn more. That's woundedpawproject.org.
From the Do You Know and Do You Care fact file, Victoria, 44 million tons of bananas produced every year. How about that? 60 million tons of tomatoes and 36 million tons of apples are produced every year in America. I wanted you to be the first in your neighborhood.
Thank you.
Yeah.
Heart-related health problems affect millions of people each year. Maybe you're one of the many who suffer from issues related to angina pain, high blood pressure, congestive heart failure, unbalanced cholesterol, irregular heartbeat, or clogged arteries. There is a solution that doesn't involve expensive prescription drugs that only mask the problem and leave you with horrible side effects. If you are ready to live your life free of sickness, pain, and fear, live your life with increased vitality, energy, and youthfulness, and experience your body healing itself.
yourself, then you're ready for Heart and Body Extract from Healthy Hearts Club. Here is what one satisfied customer had to say about Heart and Body Extract regarding his angina pain.
I haven't had an angina pain since I've been on it. The Heart Body Extract is just so great. I thank God that I was led to this product that's doing so much for me and that can do so much for other people.
Call to order your 2-month supply of Heart and Body Extract today. Call 1-866-295-5305 or go to hbextract.com.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-261-9818 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-261-9818. Again, 800-261-9818.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
To put on our Money Pit dancing shoes and dance to the Money Pit music. How about that, Tommy? You ready for a little dance? A little soft shoe? Tom Kreidler, who is the co-host of the Money Pit Home Improvement Radio program, is on the air with us to answer your questions. So let's get to Richards from North Carolina listening down there. He said, the skylight in his kitchen has been dripping water down the drywall. He thinks it's condensation. But he also says it's wrecking the paint around the opening of the skylight. He tried to seal off the room air. What does this guy do to fix this? Is it outside or inside where he's got a problem?
He used a plastic sheet to, like, seal off, I guess, the skylight, the light shaft, to try to slow this down. But basically what's happening here is you've got the cold air-conditioned air inside a house,
yep,
striking the warm, apparently uninsulated or thermally failed skylight glass. And so as a result, that air is being warmed and then releasing its moisture, and that's dripping down. So you got physics happening here, Richard. And the solution is really only to either add another layer of glass there, which is kind of silly, frankly, or just replacing the darn skylight. You need a better skylight here. I bet you've got one of those maybe inexpensive plastic ones that fail frequently. You need a nice, solid, curved skylight. You know, you need like a Pella or an Anderson or a really good one that stands up off the roof and has built-in flashing to it. And most importantly, it has insulated glass. If you have insulated glass, that's just going to not happen anymore.
Right. Make sure when you're doing it, you got to have everything. That's one of the things I've noticed, especially if I do stuff like that. You got to be very careful to seal it off.
Right.
And a lot of people don't do that well. So
the devil's in the details.
Yep, for sure. All right, speaking about details, MoneyPit.com is the place to go. Sign up there for their weekly newsletter, which is loaded with all kinds of information. What are the highlights this week, Tommy?
We've got a story, and it's on the homepage as well. Easy dorm room decor. You know, you got a lot of kids heading back to college.
Cool.
Those dorm rooms are pretty bland.
Yep.
We've got some ideas for adding some color and storage and organization, give you some personality and function in that space at the same time. Plus, a really popular story, how to floor your attic without totally wrecking your roof. So many people, Doug, try to floor their attic. They squeeze the insulation down. They cut trusses. They do silly things. We're going to give you the step-by-step on that, plus tips to prepare a fantastic fall garden. Still lots of growing weeks for certain vegetables.
Oh, yeah. And there's so much moisture in the ground, mostly on the East Coast. You can grow a lot of things, great, great stuff between now and the first frost, which normally in our neck of the woods is mid to later October, down where you are maybe a little bit later in New Jersey,
yep,
that sort of thing. I have an idea, by the way, for those of you who are bringing children to college and want to decorate the room, bring 5 cans of paint with you and a brush, and just take the paint and throw it on the wall. Just spray.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. Great idea. I'm sure all the landlords and the colleges that are in those buildings will just love that tip.
You heard it first on the DJV program. All right. Next person is Steve, who's down in Jersey, planning to add a second floor to his ranch down there. He wants to get your opinion, Tommy, on using a modular home company as opposed to a builder to do that.
You know, I tell you, if you think about it, homes used to be made, modularly speaking, you know, way back after World War II, where you had all these craftsman homes, the stick-built homes that were kit houses. You could order them in magazines, right? And those houses are really well made, and many of them are still here today.
A lot of them in California.
Many of them.
Tons
of them. When I was doing home inspections in the Northeast area. And today, modular homes are still as good as ever. So if your property is a candidate for a modular home or some element of prefab, I think it's a great idea. You know, I was talking with my friends at this old house. They're doing a house now. It's called a net zero house. And the way they poured that foundation, they actually used a prefabricated foundation that was built hundreds of miles away and trucked in because it was made more sense to use a prefabricated foundation in that particular case. So I think modular homes, prefabricated elements are all great options today. You know, you get much more accuracy because a lot of these parts are made inside factories. They're inside controlled environments. They're not worried about the weather. And they have consistent moisture levels and the lumber and all that. So I think it's a great option, Steve.
Yep. Good idea. All right. So there are a lot of things that I had this is a little tip. Make sure if you're doing windows, you're painting windows, you glaze the windows before you paint them. Some people don't do that. They don't even know. A lot of people don't even know what glaze is anymore.
Well, but you want to have single pane glass anymore.
Right. Exactly.
Windows.
For those of us who do.
What is glaze? Yeah. By the way, glazing is not caulk. It should not be confused with caulk. People try to use the same stuff for glazing as caulk, and it's just not the same stuff.
All right, sign up for the newsletter at moneypit.com. Tom Kreitler here with us on the DJV show.
Healthcare reform is confusing. With the loss of the Obamacare mandate, those needing help can now choose an affordable alternative. By joining Liberty HealthShare, you're part of a community of health-conscious Americans all over the country who control their own healthcare costs and choices. Liberty HealthShare is not insurance. It is an association of self-pay patients who unite with like-minded people to share the cost of their medical needs. Neighbor helping neighbor. Learn more now by going to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original and most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.